So we're going to do a piece from Sora Pinchas Friedman. The sefer is called Kedai Hu Rabbi Shimon. In Yani Lag Ba'Omer, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Okay, so things about Lag Ba'Omer and about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And we can do this also for Ezechus Rafur Shlema for Rivka Chana Bas Yipora and Nava Dina Bas Sterna. We should have Rafur Shlema. Okay, so we're doing Maimer, the 20th Maimer, a new idea from the Avodas Yisrael. Okay, so let's see what he says here. Hopefully it's clear. You have the copies I made?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So here we go. So it says like this. Tikun chaf dal al elef ha-talmidim ha-idei ha-talmidim ha-chadashim. Okay, so the tikun that was made for the 24,000 students of Rabbi Kiva through the five that come later. So now, he also has some poetic language here. Acharei derech mevo ha-shemesh, she'erachnu levayar ha-bimamar ma-kodmim b'shem ha-pri chadosh v'achida. So, based on the thing that we went into, the pri chadosh and the chida, about ki ikar ha-simcha b'lag ba-omer al tamidi rabbi kiva she'pasku milamos b'yom zahi. So now, this whole thing about we're happy on Lag Ba'Omer. One of the reasons that's given is because the students stopped dying. The 24,000 students stopped dying. Al ha-chamisha talmidim ha-chadashim sh'Rabbi Kiva b'roshem Rashbi sh'samcha Rabbi Kiva b'yom Lag Ba'Omer. And so, and on the five talmidim, the new students, Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai being the leader of those five, that Rabbi Kiva gave them smicha on Lag Ba'Omer. So v'hem kfar lo mesum ki talmidav harishonim. They, meaning these five talmidim, they didn't die. Why didn't they die? Ki nagu kavod zelazeh, because they treated each other properly. Adayin l'modoy anu tzrichim le'ashev mitzukas rabim hamakshim b'tzedek. We need to answer there's some people ask this basic question, which is im kein simchasohi be'ikr le'talmidim chadashim. Why doesn't it say the reason we're happy on Lag Ba'Omer is because Rabbi Kiva's five new students? But that's not what it says. It says the reason that we're happy, so why is it that we're celebrating the fact that the 24,000 stopped dying? Let's focus on the new chapter, not on the past. So why do they couch it as the fact that the 24,000 students had ceased dying on Lag Ba'Omer? So Rachash li b'davar tov ki hasimcha b'Lag Ba'Omer hu be'etzem gam simcha l'chav dalet elef tamidei Rabbi Kiva. Because the answer is that there's some kind of joy for the 24,000 students of Rabbi Kiva on Lag Ba'Omer. Apimasha matzati et shavan afshi achasati v'lo erpenu. On that, he found this beautiful idea. The Chiddush Gadol b'Mishnaso HaTorah Shel HaMagid HaKadosh Mikoznitz Zechus Yagen Aleinu B'Avodas Yisrael. So he said he found this beautiful idea, really a beautiful idea from the Magid from Koznitz, who says like this: Ki HaTalmidim HaKadoshim Shel Rabbi Kiva Rashbi V'Chaverav, because the new students of Rabbi Kiva, who are Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his contemporaries, they were made a tikkun, tiknu et chav dalet elef tamidei Rabbi Akiva harishonim, shahayu be'etzem nishamas gedolos. Because the truth is, those first 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva, those were big souls. Ella, shahayu behem kitzapigam, but there was something, the truth is that there was some type of pigam in them. And Ella shahayu, right? And so when they died, it was like a breaking of the vessels. Because we know that when you have a kli cheres, if you have an earthenware vessel that becomes tameh, the only way that you can fix it is by being, it has to break. So it's the breaking of the kli that makes it tahor. So now he's going to quote the Magid. Kiyadua, so this is on Kuf, next page, Kuf Ayin Hey. Kiyadua v'inyan ha-chaf dalet elef talmidim shal Rabbi Kiva So we know the famous thing that the reason that these 24,000 students died is because they didn't treat each other properly. They didn't give each other proper kavod. And this is like, now I don't know what he skipped here because he had the dots and then he jumps to this next thing, but it's like this idea of the breaking of the vessels. Kigam shviras hakelim hayu letzorech kiyum v'hamadas olamas chadashim. Because the breaking the vessels is the point is, the purpose of it is for the ability to now create and to strengthen or to build new worlds. Kamosh Amru, Shvirasan Zo Tarasan, Achahed Mid Osan Rashbi V'Chaverav. So man, the breaking of these vessels was a cause for tahara, for purification, that now brings us the Talmidim, the next five guys, the Talmidim Rashbi and his chaverim. So these 24,000 students, they were big souls that they now will come to this right. So now the chutzrichu lios neshamas gedolos sheyuchlu laalot achar kach. Limikaram, they're going to be able to go higher through the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his contemporaries. Ubivadai, Rashbi v'chaverav hayu malanotan hachaverim v'tiknu otam k'mosh amar anan b'chavivus atalia. So he's saying that the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and the four other students, they actually made a tikkun for the 24,000. So now, the way he says it, he explains it, it's like a shviras kalim. So there's something lacking there. So then you need a shviras kalim. But the shviras kalim, every time we talk about shviras kalim, what we're talking about is for a purpose. There's going to be a shattering in order to rebuild and to make something greater. So the fact of the matter is, so this, what happened in this period of time of the 24,000 students that died, it wasn't pure, you know, darkness. It was darkness with a purpose. So now, Hare lanu dvarim berurim kishemesh. So these things are clear to us like the sun, the light of the sun. Ki Rashbi v'chavir v'hatamidim chadashim shal Rabbi Akiva. So these five students, Rabbi Yishim v'yuchai and his friends, these new students, lo raksha lo holchu b'darkim shal chavdal ela tamidim harishonim shal malna kavad zelazel. They did not follow in the pathway of the 24,000 students that came before them, that did not treat each other properly. They did the opposite. They treated their fellow, their friends, with proper kavod. Elazod v'od. Not just that, but additionally, they actually were able to raise up and make a tikkun for those neshamos that came before them. So now, me'ata ya'iru inyanov yismach libenu. Ya'iru einenu, I'm sorry. Me'ata ya'iru einenu. So now we'll illuminate our eyes, v'yismach libenu, and we'll have joy in our hearts, legalot peirush chadash, b'masha kasvu hator v'hamechaber b'shem harishonim. We're going to be able to bring a new understanding. We're going to be megala, this new idea that was written in the Torah and also by the Beis Yosef. Ki hasimcha, the Lag BaOmer, he al hachaf dalat alaf tamidei chacham Rabbi Kiva, she'az pasku milamus. So what we're joy, our joy is, you always thought, okay, if they stop dying, we're happy, they stop dying. We're saying, no. It's in their dying that we're happy. What? Ki amnam kein kasher anu smechim Lag BaOmer, al smichas tamidei machadashim shal Rabbi Kiva, hine be'etzem gam simcha lechaf dalat alaf tamidei Rabbi Kiva. Because the reason we're happy when these new Talmidim are established, but what's really happening is in this process there's a tikkun for those 24,000 students that died during this period of time. And that's why you think about it, the focus, like it's like you're just like, oh yeah, they always make this point. We're happy on Lag BaOmer because the 24,000 students stopped dying. But when they say that, now he's saying, Sha'az Pasku Milamas, he's saying, if you go to, you open up the Shulchan Aruch, and you read, the reason for Lag BaOmer being a happy day is because of Pasku Milamas. But now we're saying we're giving it a new wrinkle. We're saying the reason why it's a happy thing is because not only did they stop dying, but there was a tikkun that was created on their behalf through the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his four other contemporaries, the Talmidim Rabbi Kiva.
There's almost an idea that I don't think he's saying this completely, but it's almost like something had to die.
Well, that's what he's saying. He's saying that there's a need for that's what he calls Shviras Kalim.
Isn't Shviras Kalim? I mean, Kabbalistically, kind of like they couldn't contain what was flowing into them, and so they shattered.
Well, here he's saying it differently now. Yeah. Yes, that's true. But the way he's learning Shviras Kalim here is that he's saying that when you have a tumah in a kli, that's a kli cheras, that the only way to do it is a Shviras Kalim. Okay, fine. You're correct.
The tumah is that they didn't treat each other right.
There was something lacking in them. There's some kind of the way he says it here, right? He says that there's some kind of lack. Okay. And the way the conventional understanding is Shalom Nagu Kavod Zel Zeh, right? They didn't treat each other properly. Vine. Vagmara Darshu Mikra Shekasov Yechi Ruvein Vayamos Yechi Ruvein Ba'olam Hazeh Vayamos Olam Haba. So now it says, when it talks about the bracha that Moshe gives to Shevet Ruvein, Yechi Ruvein Va'al Yamos means, what does it mean? It's like, wait, if you're going to be alive, then what does it mean you won't die? But it means that Yechi Ruvein in this world, and you won't die in the next world. Hine, kichein zehu bior divrei harishonim. Sha'az pasko milama. So now, going back to this idea that they stop, they cease to die. Kibalag ba'omer pasko chavdal elef haltami de milamos misa ruchanis lolam haba. You hear? So they stop dying, meaning that they cease to die in their terms of their ability to have eternal life. Why? Why was there this tikkun that now they're freed up to be able to have eternal life? Because of the schus of the five tamidim that came, that were had got smicha on Lag Ba'omer, and that was a tikkun for them. Right? So it's like this idea that we're not just concerned about the fact that we're really saying, it's what's crazy is what we're saying is that you would actually consider that they, not only were they dying, that they were losing a portion of the world to come. This was alleviated on Lag Ba'omer. Hence a tremendous simcha. Okay. Now, Ka'avda kame mi'aryeh achizna b'shule galimuso shel ha'avodas Yisrael. Now, Ka'avda kame. So it's like a servant in front of, holding on to the coattails of the Avodas Yisrael, Levar Divros Kadsho. So now he's like saying, I'm going to try to add on to what the Avodas Yisrael, the Magid from Kuznets is saying. Levar Divros Kadsho. Ubevadai Rashbi v'chaver hayu malin otam hachaverim b'tiknu osam. Right, so now he's going to add on to this. What he said, this idea that the Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and his friends raised up the people that came before them. Now, tzarich bi'ur l'havin gam lefi hasagatenu ech tiknu hatamidim hachadashim Rashbi v'chaverav et b'chav dalet elef tamidim harishonim. So how did this work? Okay, so we've established, we're saying the premise is that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his friends were able to make a tikkun for the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva that came before them. How exactly did that work? So Nakdim Ma Shehevi Betoldos Yaakov Yosef Yisod Gadol Mimishnaso HaTahara Shel HaBal Shem Tov HaKadosh Zechuso Yagen Aleinu. So the Toldos is bringing down an idea that's brought in from the Baal Shem Tov. Lefarish B'derech Avoda Mikra Shekasev V'hayer V'evoker Yom Echad. Okay, so how the Baal Shem used to explain the first pasuk, one of these original pasukim in Bereishis, right? Vayer v'yroka yom echad ubir b'divrei kadsho ki kol echad miYisrael yesh lo zmanim shel katnos shehem bechinas erev. Every Jew has within their lives what we call smallness. There's times of smallness that we call night. When we're in that place of smallness, it's very hard for us to be able to worship or to be Ovid Hashem with the proper zeal, with the proper awe and with fear and and rachamim, and with an expanded consciousness. We lack. So that's where times of smallness, we call that erev. And then there are times where we're like in the quote unquote, we're in an expanded state of being, that's called day. Guy feels within every little, the nime nafsho, like every little ounce of his soul, he feels the great love and fear of Hashem. Right? That's when things are going well. The bechinas ki aza kemosh ava kasha kishol kina rishafer rishbe esh kishal hevesiyah. Right, so the guy is like on fire. Okay, so you got the good, you got the smallness times, and you got that's called erev. And you have the yom, which is called expanded, like you got, you're on fire, you're like totally connected, right? So this is a classic Baal Shem, right? He's saying there are times when we in our avodas Hashem, when we have expanded states of being, and we have small and very contracted. Okay, erev and yom. So megalan Baal Shem tov. So the Baal Shem explains or reveals to us ki tachlis avodahi. So here's the point. A person should work hard to take those times of darkness and smallness and make them and make them into the times of expansion. I day she yishtamish im zman hakadnus emsa'i lehitalot b'yeser tseis b'zman hagadlus. So take that like time when you're like not clicking. So you should take that and like use it as a springboard and be able to elevate yourself into greater levels when you're in that expanded state. Because there's a general, great general rule when it comes to human nature. Because when there's no such thing as endless pleasure. It just doesn't work that way. Right? Tanuk shetanuk tamidi eino tanuk. Lachin muchrachu. So it's clear that you're going to fall from your level to the place of smallness. So when we fall, it's always for a point. I mean, the purpose is we fall or we go down in order to go up. So that we can then go back up to to a greater and higher level. So like each point in the cycle, as we go down, it gives us a higher up. And then again, so each time that we go through this cycle, as we come from that low point back up, it should give us the ability to have a greater expansion, greater intensity in our Kedusha. To greater than we ever had achieved before till now. Right? The idea of the greater light that comes out of the darkness. You're never really going to appreciate the light unless you've been in a place of darkness. So the greater, that, so as we go back and forth through these stages, right, so we have to go through, and the more, in a sense, of the darkness that we experience, the greater appreciation we have when we get back to that place of light. So, too, when we're in this, it's like the way he's describing this, we should use the downturns as a way to spring ourselves and to elevate ourselves to higher levels when we get into that greater expanded state of being. So, too, v'chein. So too, when it comes to spiritual things, even though the way I've explained it till now, it's like in the spiritual realm, but he was saying like literally light, dark. So now, when we talk about spirituality, when you fall into that place of smallness, when you felt how difficult it was, when you're in that place of like, I'm not inspired, I'm really like, I've had enough. So then it's really hard to be able to do the avoda properly. But yochel yuchal achar kach kishiyagia li meghagalos laharich yitrona shel haor of laavodas Hashem b'tzimon hanefesh. But when a person's able to get back to when he gets back to the place of expansion, of an expanded consciousness, and he's able to really appreciate the light and to be able to worship God with tremendous thirst. Right, I thirsted. I was thirsty for my soul was thirsty. Right, because so what happens? You go into that place of you're going down, and then, right, it causes it gives you greater appreciation and greater fervor when you come back up. Right. So when you get back to that, when you come back up, especially if it was really like dark and hard, so then when you get back to that openness, to that expanded awareness, and things are starting to work, so then it's tremendously more exciting and that much more fervor because of that experience of the extremes of the differences. The difference that you'll feel, like they're like, wow, I missed this. I couldn't, it was not flowing. Like if you're not davening, it's just not connecting. And then you have that connection, you're like, wow, that's amazing, right? So, you know, some people go long periods of time like that, and then when you're able to connect again, it's like, wow, it's just incredible. You can get to higher that appreciation because of the feeling of what it was like when you weren't able to connect. Hine, ki chen zehu perish hakasav ahi erev, huzman hakadnas anikra erev. So there's darkness. That's the idea of smallness. Vahi boker, huzman hagadlas, and the idea of the morning. That's the time of expansion. Hanikra boker vihine mikevan shearko vigitrono shel mochin hagdegalus bebechinas boker mitgala rak aide mochin dekadnas bebechinas erav kietron haor minachoshech. So now that we have the ability to contrast the difference between the darkness and smallness, and now the expanded state is appreciated because of the ability for us to feel the difference between the two. Alkei nase mishneim yachad meerva boker yom echad. So through the two of them together makes you complete, gives you a full day. Kigam yimei hakadnas olenu mekablen tikkun ayidei yimei hagadlas an kan dvarim hakadoshim. So you see that he's saying, what does it mean? So now it's beautiful. He's saying the erev and the boker, the two are what makes a day complete. That's a full day. If you just had one without the other, that's not the full experience. The full experience is being able to go through the smallness, the darkness, and then being able to get it back or get to a place of where things expand and there's a greater light and greater connectivity. So when you have those two together, that's what makes a full day. One without the other is not. Okay. So now, Yisod Gadol, Zeh, Shekol Davar Shuk, Kisei Latov. So this idea, everything makes up the full thing. Mitale gam huliyot b'shleimos k'mo hatov atzma b'chinas v'hiyer v'evoke yom echad. Chozer v'nishna. So this idea of like a wholeness, right? That you have this complete process of both the darkness of the difficulties together with the openness. The two come together to create a whole thing. So now, Chozer v'nishna b'mishnato shel ha'toldos Aaron, ha'toldos Yaakov Yosef. So now let's go back to the teachings of the toldos. Shemivar b'derech avoda ech efshar letakin l'mafreya ha'esek b'torah mitzvah shelo l'shma. So now he's going to say, now with this idea, because what we're saying is the whole process is important. It's not, you can't cut off the difficult part and say it's only the glory or the open times that's the good. It's the whole package. It's a package deal. It's Yom Echad. So to hear when he says, the Toldos talks about that you take the Shalolishma periods of learning and you can actually elevate those. The Eitza Yehutza Shemitok Shalolishma Balishma, right? You say this idea that you should learn, even if it's not for the proper intentions, that if you go Shalolishma Balishma, that you'll go from not being Lishma to Lishma. Vazmale Adam Ba Gam Limut Shalolishma Shiyebe Chitsonius Vikanes Lifnim. So they'll take the things that are Shalolishma, that did not have the proper intent, that it was like completely external, and then you'll bring it into something that's with internal. Kamosha kasavti ech nasa shelo lishma kisei el limud lishma b'havein b'china zohi ba'adam prati shemitoch shelo lishma b'lishma male ba'atzma shelo lishma aidei limud lishma. So the idea is that when you reach that point of lishma, it's the shelo lishma as well will be. It's all part of the same unit, and it elevates the shelo lishma, the stuff that's lacking. Let's say when you get to that place of lishma, the whole entire thing is elevated. So now, kasher nitbonen nira shatamon kan otzer blum bebir hagemara. So here we have something he's saying within this idea that explains this the Gemara. La olam yasek adam mitorah mitzvos af al pi shelo lishma shemitok shelo lishma balishma. Right, person should always learn and do mitzvos even if they're not with the proper intent, because through that process of not having the proper intent, you'll come to the proper intent. So now it's sarach lahavin. So we need to understand. Eza nechama hizo. So what kind of nechama is this? Shacharei shanim rabo shacha esek b'torah b'mitzah shalo lishma yizkeh lasuk b'hen lishma. What kind of comfort is it to be told that after many years of doing it for the wrong intent or no intent, that now you'll get to that place of proper intent? Hallo adayin mutal al ha'adam v'takin kol ha'torah v'mitzah sh'azuk b'hen kol ha'shanim shalo lishma. Now he's got to go and do, like, fix all the stuff that he was doing all that time that had the no proper intent. Explains, l'chim v'ara told us ha'kavana b'zeh. What does it mean? He explains, sh'kasher ha'adam zochel ha'gil ha'madrega ha'gadola l'asek v'torah lishma. When a person finally gets to that place where he's really doing it for the proper intent, everything that he had done now retroactively becomes elevated. So that whole process, so that's what he's saying. Why would you do that? So you think all it's saying is, the conventional understanding is, you're doing this so that one day you'll get to the proper intent. Comes along the Toldos and says, no, it's better. When you finally get to that place, guess what? The whole process is elevated. It's now looked at, the whole process that you went through, even when you were totally not connected or doing it for the right purposes. Now that you finally broke through and you're like in tune and you're like aligned and you're doing it for the proper intent, the whole process is elevated and looked at as it was done lishma. V'habir b'zeh alpi ma shepirish betoldos Yaakov Yosef atzmo dikta kaloshim emamar niskar la'olam. A person should always yasuk adam Torah mitzvos alpi afalpi shelo lishma. You should know it's impossible to start off and be doing it lishma. Because if you think you're going to step up to the plate and you're going to be hitting home runs in your first swing, that's right away your yetzahara is going to make sure that that doesn't happen. The answer is, you got to start out with the lo lishma. The achar kach yisrok et hapania shelo lishma v'yavod et Hashem lishma. You're going to be able to reverse it, and you're going to turn it upside down to make it that it's lishma. But I think that this idea, but v'zev shetikku lomar lo olam yasuk adam b'torah v'mitzvah afal pi shelo lishma ki e'ef shelasuk miyad lishma. So he's saying, the olam always, this is how it works. It's impossible to start off on the right, you know, in the right, you know, totally in line when you're starting off. It's impossible. But what's interesting is, so there are two separate things here. This is the second idea. The first idea, again, is that the Toldos is saying that when you finally break through, the whole process is elevated. So even though it's looked at a shelo lishma, it becomes elevated l'mafreya retroactively. The whole process gets you. It's all good, because even though you weren't in the right, starting off in the right place, now that you got there, the whole process has become elevated. Number two is the Baal Shem saying, it's impossible to start off in the proper frame of mind. It's just not possible. You need to work to get there. So that's what it means, the olam. Always you have to start out shelo lishma. And that will get you then to that place of lishma. V'chei mavur b'akdam l'sefer tshuos chein, I'm not sure who that is. Shamati mipi Rav Machaber Movi Rabbi Zal Shamar b'mamram Zal La'olam Yasuk Adam Torah Shalolash Moshe Hu Dafka b'Kimashmos Milas La'olam Shainly Pater Mizeh B'Tchila Hikantu La'avodas Hashem Yisbarach V'Kimosha Bilti Efshar La'alot Al Shalivas Hasulam B'Halyon. All right, when you get to a ladder, you can't start off at the top rung. It's impossible. You always have to go step by step. You can't skip it. So that's the idea. Again, it's this idea. The process is of shalol lishma to build up to lishma. It's impossible. You need to start out first with shalol lishma. Nimsa sha'esek b'torah mitzvah shalol lishma hu bevechinas kisei lavo al yado la'asuk b'torah mitzvah lishma. This is really the thing that's the preparatory act. You need to start off at this low level in order to get to the higher level. La'chein kasher adam achein zocha la'asuk ben lishma hu malam afreya kol ha'torah mitzvah shahayu shalol lishma v'nafoch ha'kol diot l'torah lishma bevechinas v'hayer voker yom echad. So this idea, again, of it's a unit. It's a whole process. The process itself requires this step-by-step. You're not starting off in line. You totally have to start off raw, and you have to work through the lola shmas to get to that place. But what you should know is it is a unit. It's all part of one big process, and therefore, when you complete the process, as you go through, it's all elevated to this higher level. Okay, now. So, Margalev Pumaya Drabana Biyavna, Ani Beria Vichaverai Beria. Okay, so this is like a saying that was said by the teachers in Yavna. I'm a being and my friends are beings. What does it mean? Like a Gavra. Yata Bore. Ki Ryan Kaddish that shall have Baal Shem Dava Kaddish Zichusia Genolena. This idea of the Baal Shem, Shekol Dava Shanasa Kise El Hatov Mit Ale Gam Hul Yot Bishlemos. This idea of something that's going to be brought to the good and elevated to be able to become whole, mit rachev, aholech, betoras, achasidus, gam, legabe, atikun, shanashim, gedolin, mit takne, netanashim, ayotek, tanamehem. So then this idea that the bigger people can help make a tikun for the smaller people, kamosha kasev, betoldos, Yaakov, Yosef, lefarish, mamorim, bagmara, alpirish, rashi, besugram. Okay, what's this? Gemara and brachos, daf yud zayin. Margal, vipamayad, rabbanon, diyavne. Ani beria v'chaver beria. So Rashi explains, Ani ha'osik b'Torah beriani. I who learn Torah am a person. I'm a big person. V'chein chaver amaretz beriahu. But so too the amaretz, the people, the commoners, my friends, are also considered to be big people. Ani melechti be'ir v'hu melechto v'sada. I do my work. I'm learning in the city, and his work is to go out into the field. Kamo noche melechti me'melechto. So Klomar, Menocha Melachti, so it looks like my work is easier than his work. Ani Mashkim Melachti, Vahu Mashkim Melachto. I wake up to do my work and he wakes up to do his work. Kishem Shahu Eno Mitgader Bimelachti, Mitgader Litfos Emunati, Kach Ani Eni Mitgader Bimelachto. So he does not become greater to be able to get my emunati, but so to I, kach ani eini mitgader b'melechto, b'shem atomer ani marbe v'hu mamet. So you might think that what, because it looks like what I'm doing is greater than what he's doing, shaninu echad amarbe v'echad amamet uvav shechavin li b'lashamayim. No, as long as if I can do a lot and he can do it, it looks like he's doing a little, but I'm doing greater and he's doing less, but if it's all on the same level, that as long as we have the proper intent, l'shem shamayim. Now, what does this mean? V'tzarech lavin divrei chachamim v'chidosam ma bikshu rabbanon diyavne lomar v'sa. What are they trying to teach us here? Shaharei baror shalonet kavnu chas v'sham lehitka'ot al amearetz. This point of this teaching is not to say we're much better than the commoners. Elo omer ha-toldas kavanasam haita l'halot b'chach et amearetz. Rather, the toldas is saying the point was their intent was to elevate, to raise up the commoners, the Amearetz. Lachain, hidbonenu behevdel hagadol sheyesh bein avodosam bekodesh lebein ha'amel hakasha sh'amelim Amearetz bedvarim sh'ein bohem mamish. Right, so they tried to show the difference, the big difference that there is in the avoda of Kedusha, of the people learning the Torah, and those who are working very difficult, doing the difficult labor, which seems to have no purpose, right? She'en b'hem mamash, k'dei she'yit'oru al yadam la'avodas Hashem b'yeter seis v'yeter az b'v'chinas yisron or min achoshech. Rather, what the idea is that they should appreciate, again, because of the swing of differential between what they're doing and then coming from that darkness into the light. So then, v'al yideze yisku gam ami ha'aretz latikun v'hit alot me'achar she'en b'v'chinas So again, he's saying that what they're trying to show is that they can have the ability to go from this like a place of darkness to be able to then get to a higher place because of the fact that they're in that more difficult place than to raise it up. So now, Yumtuk lahavin ma shebachu rabban diyavin l'sayim et mamar v'shem atomar ani marbe v'hum amit. So what's the point of what are they teaching here at the end? When they say, you might have thought that we're doing greater and they're doing less. But no, the point is, whether you do a lot or you do a little, it's where your intent is. Now, so it seems to go counter to everything that's been said here till now, which seems to be saying that there's some kind of negative thing about the Amei Aretz, that they're not learning Torah. But based on what we've explained, what they really were trying to do here is to awaken, to stir up the Amei Aretz for Avodas Hashem, k'dei shigizku b'chach la'alotam l'taknam. What was the point? Is to be able to raise them up, to give them the ability to rise up. L'chein, b'sim divrehem himlitzu aleihem melitza yishara lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki av shemematen b'avodas Hashem im koseh echad amarbe v'echad amame v'vad shechavin libo shemayim. So what they're doing is they're saying at the end of the story, bottom line is that whether you do a little or you do a lot, if you have a kavana for l'shem shemayim, that's what matters. Now let's bring it back to the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva and the five that come after. Me'ata ya'iru einenu lahavin dvarav hamukim shel avodas Yisrael. So now let's go back to what the avodas Yisrael started off with. That what ki talmidim hachadashim shal Rabbi Akiva, the new students of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai v'chaverav tiknu et nishmos chavdalad elef hatalmidim shemesu, that they somehow made a tikkun for the neshamos of the ones who had died. Al pima shematzina b'medrash ki Rabbi Akiva hisir et talmidim hachadashim, because Rabbi Akiva warned. It says in the Medrash that he warned the new students, Shelo yinhagu kitalmidim harishonim shemesu mishum shelo nagu kavazelazeh. He made sure to tell them, be careful, of don't do the same thing that they had done, your predecessors had done, of not treating each other with proper respect. So now, harishonim lo mesu elam ebnei shahaita einehem tsara b'toro zelazeh. Atem lo tiyukin miyad amdu v'malu kol aretz. The first ones, meaning the first 24,000 students, why did they die? Because they did not. They had a shahaita einam tzara b'torah zelazeh. They didn't want to share their Torah between themselves in a miserly, I guess, in that way. You guys don't be that way. And what happened? They got up and they started spreading Torah all over the land of Israel. So now. It wasn't just that he was telling them, guys, treat each other nicely. Rather, his intent was to make them think about the severity of the punishment that came to them. That came to the 24,000 students because they had not treated each other with proper respect. Why? K'dei sha'ayideze yisku gam chavdal ha'dal 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 Let's focus on what happened and what went wrong. Because by doing that and using it for constructive purposes, now that's a tikkun for those who had passed. Kivan shahayu bebechinas kisei letov lomod et ha-talmidim ha-kadoshim v'chein v'chol ha-boyim ha-achareihim she-yin ha-gu kavod zeh l'zeh. Here, we messed up. Take the lesson and make sure that we use that lesson for constructive purposes. By doing that, that's a tremendous tikkun for those who had made mistakes. V'zeh shekasa b'avodos yisrael ki misas chavtal el talmidei Rabbi Akiva. This is this idea of broken vessels. When you break something sometimes in order to rebuild, right? It's a shvira litzarach, the rebuilding. Right? So this whole idea is to use this in order to be able to bring something positive out of it. So now, through this, we can understand a new understanding of the great simcha that comes when we get to Lag BaOmer. So now, what does it mean that they stopped dying? The happiness is not coming just for the fact that there are these five new talmidim that came after the terrible magefa. Rather, the simcha, ela ha-simcha hi gam al chavdal elef talmidim arishonim shazachu litik and nifle b'lag ba'omer. The joy is coming from the fact that on Lag BaOmer there was a tremendous tikkun for those that had perished. Because we learned something from it. The fact is that they didn't die for no reason. If you have something that breaks and it's like for naught, it's like the most depressing thing. But if you have if it was for a reason, that something constructive came out of it, that's a great simcha. So he's saying that's the idea that Pascha Milamos, the Avodas Yisrael, saying that's the joy. The fact that not just that they stopped dying, but we learned something from it. So now this, we can understand this, the joy that we, the simple people, have. What are we happy about Lag BaOmer? The incredible teaching that we learned about from here about the midos of what it means to be Ovid and midos. We learn how to treat each other properly. That what we have to work on ourselves to make ourselves better. That's a takeaway. Lag BaOmer is a happy day because we are able to say, you know what? I got to treat people nicely. That's a major, major important thing about how we have to elevate ourselves and make ourselves better in how we treat others. What's the greatest joy is when a person, not the learning, but to become a better person. A wise person, his what does he desire? To be able to improve his midos. He feels terrible on his bad traits. The greatest joy that a chacham has is when he's improving himself and becoming a better person. And this is just interesting to see his like moving. He's going from the Hasidic, he's like quoting all these, you know, Hasidic, and then boom, he brings the Chazon Ish, right? It's like, I love it. It's a great swing. This is a classic of Pinchas Riemann, okay? So now, he loves to quote the Chazon Sofer. It's like beautiful how he swings between the worlds. So this is what the Torah, like where he says, what's so great about tomorrow night and Friday? Lag BaOmer. Talmidim Hakadoshim Rashbi v'Chaver Paskim Milamos Mishum Shenagel Kavazeh. Why didn't those Talmidim die, the new ones? Because they started treating each other properly. Ki lamdu, they learned from the 24,000 Talmidim that had died. Mishum Shelo Nagel Kavazeh Lazeh. Vayideze Haya B'chach Tikun Gam L'Nishmosam. Lachain Ra'u L'Smach Simcha Gedola B'Lag Ba'Omer Kedei L'Hitchazek B'Tikun Amidos. So this is a day we're happy because there was a constructive turn of events. People learned the lesson and were able to implement it. And we can go in the path of the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his friends who treated each other properly. And when we do that, not only are we elevating the neshamos of the 24,000 who perished because they had made this mistake, but we see this idea of a tikkun. It brings a tikkun for now those people who had died because of Shalom Nagel Kavod Zelazah. Now, he says this is an unbelievable idea, a new idea here. The day that, now look at this. Listen to this. La'olam b'yom sheyeh Purim yelag la'omer v'simnach peleg. The same day of the week that Purim comes out is the same day of the week that Lag B'Omer comes out, which is kind of like we know Pesach, first day of Pesach, we have the first day of, Tisha B'Av, right? Tisha B'Av corresponds to the first day of Pesach. He's saying that Purim and Lag B'Omer come out the same day of the week. Perish. Peleg, notrikon Purim Lag Ba'omer. Vitzarach Lavin, Mahu Akesher Bein Purim Lag Ba'omer. So what's the connection between the two? So listen to this. Lafi ha'amor, yesh levar ha'inyam mezeh, ki alpima shehevi b'shut chasm sofer. B'shem ha'manos ha'levi al megilas Esther levar ha'tam shetikner chachmenu zal b'purim mitzvahs mishlach manos ish l'reyu. Why do we have this idea that we have to give out shalach manos? Ubir al pimasha kasev megillah vayomer haman lemelech Achashverosh yeshnu am echad mefuzar mefrad bein ha'amim b'chol midinos malchusecha. You have a nation that's completely fragmented. So now, v'yesh lomar ki haman arashan et kavin lekatrei v'zal yisrael shein beinayim achdos. So here Haman comes and he says, look at these people. There's no unity. V'zeh shamar yeshnu am echad. Am shetzarach liot ba'achdus. This is a nation that's supposed to be unified. Ulam lamasehu mafuzar mafor ben amin b'chol midonos machus echa. But what? They're completely fragmented and separated and spread out all over. Yesh b'neihem pirud b'machlokas b'chol mekos moshvaseim u'me'achashein b'neihem achdus nuchalis gaber aleihem. The fact that they're not unified, we're able to now be able to conquer them. Lachein kidei letakein p'gam zeh. So what did Esther do? In order to fix this, she understood. Bring the Jewish people together. By unifying the Jews, she was able to now conquer and destroy Haman HaRasha, the enemy of the Jews. Hine, kichein mitam ze achareyaneis tiknechach menu zahal, lekai mitzvahs mishloach manos yishreyo. So the whole idea of mishloach manos is the idea of lech knoses kol Yehudim, the idea of achdus Yisrael. Kidein laharbos haachdus bein ha'adam l'chaver, l'takein b'chach, ha'pagam shal ha'pirah v'ha'machlok eshayu bein Yisrael, ad kan devarim ha'kadoshim. Right? That's the chasam sofer. Now, v'hine, kasher nitbonei nira, shebechol ha'chizayon hazeh, Hayamamish Balag Bomer. So this whole idea of unification, of Jews getting along, the same way that you have by Purim is by Lag Bomer as well. Kibalamid Bez Yamim Harishonim Shalimea Omer, Mesu Kol Chavdalad Elef, Tamide Rabbi Akiva Mishab Shalom Nagu Kavad Zelazeh. The first 32 days of the Omer, they were dying. Why? Because they didn't treat each other properly. Lachain Kidele Takin Inyan Zeh, Samach Rabbi Akiva Biyom Lag Bomer. Kishapasku Tamidav Harishonim Lamos, et Chamesha Tamidav Hachadoshim. On Lag Ba'omer, they stopped dying, and he started with this new group of five students. And he told them, the first guys died because they had this They were not set up.
He works downstairs because it's just.
So Atem lo to UK and Miyad Amdu
You're right.
Vimbalu
You're
Kalara
screwing
etz
around
Tara.
in a little town. I can't go to sleep.
So then, so right. So then, so that so. Right. So then, you see this idea that they were when they understood the teaching of what happened, when what went wrong with the Talmidim, the 24,000. On Lag Bomer, this implementation of the fix. So Nimsa ki Lag Baomer hu mamish bechinas Purim. So it's mamish the same power. Yeah, this commonality between the two. Ki kamosha b'Purim taken Yisrael atapagam shel pirud aidei shnet achdu keishacha b'leivachad. You see that they fixed the schism that existed amongst the Jewish people, and they became one. Umitam zet tiknu l'kayim mitzvos mishloach manos ish l'reihu. Came the Lag BaOmer Tiknu HaTalmidim HaChadashim Shal Rabbi Kiva HaPagam Shal HaTalmidim Rishonim Shal Enagu Kavod Zeh LaZeh. So you see that these five Talmidim fixed what was wrong. They started treating each other properly. Umama Od Yumtak Lavin Mizbezeh Mashe Kasam Chaber V'Simnach Peleg. Remez Bechach Kipurim the Lag BaOmer Tzarech Letakin Peleg. Peleg Shal Yechashlam Pilug V'Pirud Peleg. Right, separation. So the idea of here is that Purim and Lag BaOmer come from the same place. It's fixing the schism. So that's the joy that we have on Lag BaOmer is the idea that this was a new beginning of unification, of unity of the Jewish people. And that's the idea of the joy, that there was a tikkun, it was fixed. Here you have, the pasuk milamos. Why? Because of this incredible tikkun. So one of the ideas of Lag BaOmer. So besides, we talked about last time about the unveiling and the incredible joy and light that came into the world with the teachings of the hidden, the mysteries of Torah that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai revealed on Lag BaOmer by giving his writings of the Zohar to Rabbi Abba to print. But now we're coming from a different place. So we're saying that the joy is the fact that there was incredible tikkun, the fixing. That here you have this horrible thing happen, but what do we do with that? The lesson is we take a horrible situation. If we don't learn from it, that's the tragedy. But the joy and the celebration is that we were able to learn and to implement the fix. And so so part of what Lag BaOmer is about Jews coming together and being unified and fixing whatever schisms that might exist. That's part of the avoda. Just like by Purim, so too by Lag BaOmer. That's where the common peleg, the idea of Purim and Lag BaOmer come out on the same day of the week because they're coming from the same. There's a similarity in this sense, and so that what's incredible also taking what the Toldos was teaching is that the tikkun is that when you have a when you go from that darkness and then you get to the light, it elevates the darkness as well. So now it's Yom Echad. It's all one unit, right? So this whole process of Lamed Beis, of going through the 32 dark days to come to a 33rd day where we finally learned the lesson, and now we have the Talmidim, the new Talmidim, the five that learned the lesson, and they implement the practical, you know, changes because of what went wrong. There's no greater light that can be brought into the world. Hence, you have this incredible amount of joy that comes when we get to Lag BaOmer. So Hashem should bless us that we're able to take this lesson, be able to implement it. We should be able to elevate our relationships with our friends and with our family members and whatever other tikkunim need to be made with our relationships. We should be able to implement those, and that through that it should bring tremendous light and joy and happiness to us and to Hashem, and be able to enjoy, you know, the ability to take these things and create, you know, create tikkunim, create tremendous fixes to that which is maybe not so good in the world.
Yeah.
All right. And next week, next time we learn, we're going to be back to Sif Seichem because there's plenty to do on getting ready for Shavuos. But I basically did Lag BaOmer the week too early. So hence we get Rav Pinchas Friedman in here. All right.
You know, when you say that all the things that you do, that the learning is not lishma, they say that all the sins that you do become mitzvot and stuff when you're about tshuva, etc.
So if you think about it, it's really, you're just practicing. Like, you're, you know, it's like, what are you saying? When you're in little league, those swings don't matter, that when you get to the big leagues, no, of course those swings, but you had to take those swings.
Correct.
So those swings got you to the big league.
For sure. Whatever, you know, no, it's a hope. That's, right? No, that's the beauty of it. The Toldos is saying is that it's the whole process. And that's what the Baal Shem really, I guess, was teaching. The Erev Invoker, it makes Yom Echad. It's one unit. It's all part of the same, you know, it's so when you... Yeah.
I'd like to bring some attention to our backgrounds. You see, you have Yerushalayim.
No.
I have Hebron. Oh, that's Hebron. So this is a job, right?
And what do you got back there?
It's East Hampton.
All right. Can you send it to me, please?
Front of my office.
Yeah. Oh, that says a lot. Okay.
I didn't know what Yerushalayim. I was thinking, what was it? But yeah,
Hebron. It's Hebron.
Right.
It's a weird. I'm still not sure, like, from what vantage point it is, but that is Maris and Machpelah.
Yeah, it's from the bottom of the stairs. Right?
Yeah, it's right, but still, it's like it threw me off when I got it. But I'm like, yeah, it's not transposed. I think that's the right thing. All right, wishing everybody should be a lag bomber of joy. We should all have a lot of joy. All right.
Thank you.
Be well. Thanks.